March 26, 2026, Special Commissioner, Town of Hysham Joint Meeting, Interlocal Review.
And the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I please, if you didn't sign in, can you guys please sign in for me? Or you can pass it around if you guys want to sit. That's fine.
Is there any public comment before we kind of dive in?
So last fall, we had a joint meeting and we've started discussing our interlocal agreements between the town and the county. There we had two, a shared services one and a fire one. And they were 5-year terms and they came due. What's that? And it would come due end of June is when our current one would expire. And so after that meeting, I compiled the notes and whatnot from the conversation, and I tried to format one single agreement covering all the topics instead of two, so the fire wasn't on its own. And I tried to simplify it as much as I could. I know it's still 8 pages long. But my hope today is that we can go through it. I know it's not perfect, so by all means, please tell me any changes. I had a few questions, and then hopefully we can finalize it after this. So I'll wait for Ruth. I thought we'd literally just go through the agreement page by page or subject by subject. The initial part on page one, before we get into the actual meat of the agreement, did anyone have any changes or problems with it continuing to be a 5-year agreement? I think we all agreed on that last time.
Yep.
Okay, so solid waste, I know there was a lot of discussion at the last meeting of other options, but my understanding is that, you know, you might look into other options, but for now, this is what we have in place. And we'd continue to do. There wasn't a lot of change in the money part. We split the landfill charges and garbage hauling 50-50. And the parties agree not to assess each other for garbage charges on utility bills, which that's essentially the town not doing it on the county. Is there any questions on that? The county still manages it, has all the employee costs and paperwork.
We in the city pay double. And when I say that, it's on our county taxes also for the garbage bill. And I mean, I've had some, you know, complaints about that. Mm-hmm. Is there any proposal how we amend that or? Because, I mean, right now our garbage or solid waste is going up. And, you know, people are going to want an explanation even more, you know. Why do we have to pay, you know, city, plus then we turn around and pay county?
So when I've had that question in the past, my explanation is that by the town contributing more to it, you have more canisters out there. Correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is now with the town's contribution, we have an additional canister. Without the town's contribution, there'd only be one canister. It couldn't be open as much and would have to close as soon as it's full. So that's the benefit that people have by the town contributing.
Okay, now, in saying that, though, I mean, the city and county split half and half, which, I mean, that's fair. I mean, I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't even know what the garbage tax is on my taxes. Can someone tell me that?
I haven't looked to separate it out for quite a while, but I know at one point in time that we paid about $11 a year county tax on the canister.
I mean, I guess if it's that much, I mean, no.
Versus that much a month to the town.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if it's only that much, I mean, you can't complain.
So basically, you're paying 13 months.
What's that, Bruce?
Basically, you're paying 13 months.
Yeah. It was, it's been a while since I've looked and separated that out, but that was the last I had. That's been a few years back, but
yeah. And we'll get some feedback, if you will, because we are taking the solid waste up, because we weren't covering, as a city, we weren't covering our cost of the 50%. So I think that's what Kenny's trying to prepare everybody for.
I mean, it's always been a losing proposition, you know, for us, you know.
It is for us, too.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what you pay in town, but what is your cost going to be per home?
My lady ain't here. What is it?
It's like 35 hours. We've got solid waste, sewer. Because water right now is around $68 or so.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. Don't hold me on that.
It's 80. But
is it 80?
I'd have to look.
Solid waste, I think, is 15.
Is that all that is?
And
but it's broke out, yes. I think it's like $13 or $14.
Yeah.
That's $121.45 a month.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't tell you that much, but
it was.
Yeah. My electric bill was also $46 and something a month too, and it's not anymore.
Yeah.
But base to get
go
up too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's. County isn't making any money either, and that.
Oh, I don't expect anybody to make any money on it. You know, I just you kind of like to break even anyway. But and as it is, I mean, it's if we increase the rates to break even, I mean, we got to remember this is a kind of a retirement community. The thing is, it's like with all our rates. I mean, we got to raise them, just to compensate. We're so far behind in whatever. I don't know if you'll ever catch up,
Well, it's anything absolutely. Like. I mean, all you have to do is turn the news on, and all you hear is affordability.
Yep.
That's the first thing. And everybody wants the price to come down. But the reality is, minimum wage is $10.55, and there are very few jobs that are $10.55.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the analogy of when I was working in college in the 80s, I made more than minimum wage, and I made $2.50 an hour. And that was the point I actually told my father, I don't know that I need to stay with this college thing, because I'm actually saving money. But of course, I was living with three people. And he's like, you think you want to live with three people the rest of your life? And I was like, good point. So I finished college, but the biggest cost in anything is labor. And so if labor keeps going up, the other things have to go up. And that's the only way, because you can't make more on your paycheck and not have the things you buy with your paycheck go up. And so the fact that the city pays half of the landfill and garbage handling charges, you don't pay any of the labor and stuff that we pay, the county pays for the people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is labor just went up. Because we don't pay those gentlemen.
They don't get $10.55 an hour.
Well, you can't. I mean, it's almost unheard of anymore.
Absolutely.
I mean, $18 an hour. That's starved to death.
Yeah, absolutely.
And no.
And so that's when people say they want to. And you were at the meeting last night, and they said everybody's going to squawk about their rates on their electricity that is going to go up, and they're going to squawk about their water rates going up or whatever. And Dennis Johnson said it best, not one person is bitching about their internet going up.
Nope.
They don't even think about it.
They don't bitch about
the phone.
That's profane
language right there. But your internet continues to go up, and everybody's like, whatever it takes. Verizon says it's going up. They're like, whatever it takes. I gotta have my phone and I have to have my internet because I cannot live without that. You can, but you need to have a place to get your garbage and turn the lights on, and you need water to drink. And so, until those places start making things affordable, because every one of those, from Netflix to every one of those subscriptions, they've all gone up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you can have a fine full life without Netflix and a few of those. I don't want to try it, but I know it's possible. Without ESPN, you can live without it, but I don't want to live without it. So they're just choices to make. So if I've heard the same thing you've heard, that the town folks pay twice. And I've never known what the town people pay because I don't see that
bill. I've never looked on my taxes to see what we pay our county.
It's only really one more month that they're being paid. It's not like they're being...
Double every month.
It's like they're paying 13 months. So they're paying $13 or $15 more a year for their garbage, but they're not having to absorb the cost of the power out there or the wages and the new building that we put in. And I could go on and on about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get a lot of
people. You got to look for, improvements.
Absolutely, yeah.
Nothing lasts forever.
No, for instance, the porta potty out there, I hope nobody knows that it is new because they had to use it, but it is new. So we have a new porta potty out there too.
Well, the amount of trash that you can take out there.
Yes.
You go to the landfill.
The way you're charged. Yes. Yeah, no question asked. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish more people would use more of it because it's a great service
you
provide.
Well, I looked into Rosebud County, mm-hmm. And they raised their rates. So it's kind of tit for tat,
It's a good question because I didn't know the answer. I'm happy to hear that it's only one more. I could never tell town folks because I didn't know. Mm-hmm.
Well, with that said, any more discussion on solid waste, or did that part look okay? Okay. Moving on, personal services. This part got added, at least within the past 10 years, because I was here when we did it. It was switched out of solid waste to personnel services because the town was struggling to be able to pay enough into solid waste, so by earmarking it, calling it something different, like personal services, they could pull the money out of somewhere other than solid waste to be able to contribute to the county. So we labeled it personnel services, and the town just pays an additional $200 per month to the county to use it however you see fit. I think the goal was to put it towards wages of employees at the dump, but really you guys can use it however you want. For people, anyway.
I was curious what that was,
It used to be something in the solid waste category, but mm-hmm. there was a problem because the town was struggling to be able to pay out of solid waste.
And it's the $200 that the town used to pay the Van Hales for the wood site, the burn pile. And when we built the new site out here and included a burn pile, then you no longer needed that lease.
Do we get that $200?
Yes. I believe we do.
Yes, we do. Okay. Every month.
We don't get to see very many deposits. We only see
I know the feeling.
Okay, so number three, Justice of the Peace training. Nothing changed here. Essentially, there's agreement that Judge Fink, as the Justice of the Peace, can also serve as the town judge. And the town pays for her spring training, the county provides the office and her fall training and any other training, and then I think the town pays her a retainer, kind of like they do me, but that's kind of separate, wouldn't go through the county.
Does anybody have any idea what those trainings cost?
There's one coming up, I'm not sure.
She has never said that anything.
I think you guys approved a claim last month.
Yeah, we did.
I can't remember what it was, but...
I don't remember the amount either.
It kind of depends, too, where the training is, because, Bozeman is, three times the cost as Billings, so it varies on that.
Time to go home and eat supper.
Oh, okay.
If that part looks good, there's no changes on that.
My question on that is when she goes to the JP training in the spring, that's yours, right?
I have no idea how that's set up.
That is how this is set up.
Okay.
And that's been the way.
Does she take the county car to that training?
Well, that'd be a new thing. I don't know.
I would assume she would.
I would hope so.
Yes.
Yeah. I really would hope so.
I think, mileage.
Yeah, I think that would save the town and everybody if she used the county vehicle.
Mm-hmm. She could add a sentence saying that if that's just agreeable. She could use the town or the car.
It works for me. I don't know what everybody else is feeling is on it.
What happens if we don't have the car sometime?
Well, I don't know.
Well, they use the car as it's available, so right. If it's not available, we pay mileage. So
yeah, see, it saves you a pile, but you're not paying 73 cents a mile. And yeah.
Gotcha. So are you thinking the town needs to reimburse the county for that mileage, or
no? I just thought that there was that it needed to be mentioned.
Put something
that,
in there.
Yeah.
I'll just say it's okay for her to use the county car when it's available for spring training.
The city would reimburse for fuel instead of reimbursing for mileage.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that might be, you know, $100.
And she,
it's only right.
When she puts the fuel in, would she be doing that personal or
county? No, she uses county car. There's county card in the car.
Okay.
And she would use her credit card, so we would have it on a statement.
I'm just wondering on how that reimbursement works. So is the town having to reimburse the county and her?
No.
Just the county if it's on the credit card.
It would be just on the credit card bill.
Okay, so she uses the county credit card for the training too.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
So it would be all together in the one bill, the cost of training and then the fuel.
Yeah.
Which ends up costing us just a tad bit more, but it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm.
Law enforcement, so as done in the past, the town pays the county $8,000 per year towards law enforcement. And then there was talk about how there's this $1,500 per year that the town can pay the sheriff's office if it's available from some fund from the state. It was just for training when law enforcement requests it. But now we were thinking it was more straightforward that $1,500 would come, assuming it's there from the state, it could be for training or equipment, and that if it wasn't used in a year, it would be put into a capital improvement fund for the future. Did I understand that correctly?
Yep.
Okay. And then I went through and explained what law enforcement services are, as we had done in the past. The county is handling all the payroll and everything. When in law enforcement or the sheriff's office cites for a city code or some offense happening within the city limits, it's a misdemeanor or whatnot, then it's cited into the town court, and the certain portion of the fines and fees paid on that goes to the town. We don't get a whole lot, to be honest, but there are a few. So that's stated in section C there.
Does the state, do you know, Hannah, have any regulation as far as how that $1,500 is used? Oh. Are they going to be okay with us putting any excess into a capital improvement fund if it doesn't go to training or equipment?
I'm not 100% sure how that money comes in. That would be probably a Sean question. I would think that if the money comes in from the state to the town, as long as it's going to law enforcement,
use it however you want.
Okay. Didn't that come up in a meeting where we can't do that because the sheriff's department has only allotted so much money per year?
That's why we added it in here, right?
I think so. It was to be able to compile it for a larger purchase or something in the future years with the capital improvement fund.
I don't mean to cut our own throat, but as far as the citations in the town limit or in the city limits, who pays for the justice of the peace?
You're paying her a stipend.
We pay a retainer just like we do.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
she She's an elected county employee.
But, I mean, if we have a meeting, you know, with DEQ and you're there, we pay you separately for that. You know, upon your, mm-hmm. you know, above and beyond your stipend. Mm-hmm. You know, if this goes to court, then...
I don't think she does.
I don't believe it's ever been an extra charge
really?
Other than your stipend every month.
Right, yeah. Right. I'm more legal counsel for the town as opposed to...
Fulfilling a, you know, an elected position.
Yeah, because there aren't that many in town.
Right, but I mean, if she does, I mean, put in her time, I mean, it's only right for us to reimburse it.
Right.
You know, her time.
Kind of between you
yeah,
and her.
Yeah, I would say if you and her, like, you have a contract with me, and, well, do we? Yeah. I can't.
You're different.
It's been 4 years. I gotta look.
You don't. You don't. We don't negotiate with the lawyer.
So it's something similar with her if you wanted to make that offer if you wanted, but it would be outside this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to pool and recreation.
Can we back up there?
Yep.
Can we just turn around and donate that back to the sheriff's fund? You know, like with the $1,500 or whatever.
What do you mean?
Any revenue generated.
Any revenue generated from them citations in the town limit. I mean, would it be right just to donate it back to the sheriff's department and for mm-hmm. equipment and whatever?
Or if you use it for new signage.
Yeah. I think that would be your town's
yeah,
town. Call.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of coincidental. Mm-hmm. We just looked at some new signage today.
Well, that's what I was just going to... I don't think you want the judge or the sheriff getting revenue from all the tickets they hand out.
I think it's best that you guys just make that decision each year if yes. you want to contribute yep. something.
I like your idea. I mean, yeah.
Because you... The town always will have a way to utilize the funds you receive, whatever or what mm-hmm. most you get. But I can see lots of places around town that.
True.
Yep.
Signage is one of them that.
And it helps with enforcement, so it's tied to law enforcement.
Yeah, because there's all the things in our mm-hmm. county and town. Yeah. All of them. Just look around and they're. Like some of us people are getting a little worn out, so they need to be refreshed.
All right, we good on that one?
Yep.
All right. Pool and recreation. So the pool, again, there were no changes. We'll continue as is. The town owns the property where the pool is at. The county essentially kind of owns the pool or runs the pool. County pays for insurance on the building. And the pool. Actually, no. County pays for insurance on the building and structures. The town maintains the lawn and the property around it and pays for liability insurance on the pool. The town also covers the expense of water, sewer, and solid waste for the pool. The county covers the cost of the telephone and electricity for the pool and all other expenses associated with the pool, including employee payroll, and all of that's processed through the county. That all sound good? Matches what we've done.
Yep.
So then baseball, softball, it's kind of an odd dynamic where the school actually owns the baseball field and all the buildings over there, but historically they've allowed us to use it for the recreation department, and so we'll continue to do that. The recreation department covers the liability insurance for the baseball activities and everything through the county. The recreation director, so for those of you that haven't been on the board or been in this position for a while, it used to be a recreation board that was consisted of people from the town and the county that managed the pool and the baseball fields. Things didn't work particularly well, or there was a lot of fighting on that board. And so it changed that now it's a recreation director or who manages the department. It's a county department, and it's been working good. Lynn Schultz is our director, and she kind of runs everything. I think it's been working significantly smoother than what it used to.
Oh, a whole lot better.
She manages the lifeguards and kind of gets baseball started and that type of thing. So the funding in the recreation department, we agreed to keep it pretty much the same. There was one thing I wanted to ask. So the town agrees to pay the county $5,500 each year when billed. The county budgets at least $10,000 for the recreation department. So in this is where I wasn't sure if we were going to agree to add more to a capital improvement fund, or so in the event the full $5,500 from the town and the $10,000 from the county is not expended, the town and county agree to transfer the balance to basically roll it over into that capital improvement fund there described. And they'll be used just for like replacement pumps and the expenses. What I couldn't remember from my notes is, did we agree to contribute more, or was it just whatever the balance was remaining?
Thing is this is a report from fiscal year 26, or
okay.
Ended
last year,
June. Mm-hmm. We spent over that $15,000, so that would mean that no money would go in there. I would suggest that we set an amount to go in there.
Okay.
Because otherwise, you're going to, year after year, and this mm-hmm. wasn't a really difficult year for the pool. It was mm-hmm. kind of average.
Yeah, I don't remember
big. So I would suggest we set an amount possibly that we can agree upon to put in there each year.
Okay.
Rather than trying to use leftover money, because okay. then the clerk's office doesn't have to calculate whose money got used and whose yeah. didn't and where that went. So, because
sure.
last fiscal year, we spent $20,258 out of that fund. Mm-hmm. And it's
so the county had to pay
it has cash million. Forward each year. In this, at the end of 25, they had $14,000 left, so we could designate an amount, and if there wasn't any cash forward, which has happened,
mm-hmm.
then we wouldn't put any money in the capital project.
Okay.
Is this kind of an abnormal amount that we spent, or you spent last year on that?
No, this is pretty normal year. We didn't have any exceptional
pump problems
costs or anything in the last pump, and the last pump was bought by the pool people, but we have an extra pump, so the next one that goes out,
mm-hmm.
we'll just repair the other pump because we've got one to rotate mm-hmm. out now. That's the theory. Yeah. That's the discussion I had with Lynn and Bo.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how much would that pump cost?
$8,300.
$8,300. Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I think. I like that idea because we don't want to wipe. You have to have cash carry forward because mm-hmm. the new year starts in July, and that's when the pool.
That's in the middle of school season.
Yeah, that's when you need the money. So you have to have cash forward on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything wrong with we put in $500 or we put in $750 and the town puts in $500. A year, and then we basically are prepaying on the next pump, the next rebuild.
I mean, this is a normal amount. I mean,
yeah, there wasn't any big major things.
You're going to drain the pot here pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. So, since we changed the structure of recreation, mm-hmm. we've done very well. There have been times when this fund was in the hole,
mm-hmm.
but we've done very well maintaining where we're at.
You don't have many people out of town, and you don't. What's the cost to go to the swimming pool? Don't cost you nothing. You got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. No, they never have.
Just drive over here and use it.
That's a pretty cool, special thing that we have.
It is. Well, I mean, it keeps the kids out of the ditches and the river and whatever. So.
You make those adjustments on
the design? I can make those adjustments. I just kind of would, and you might have to check with Sean to see what funds are available, but like how much.
But even if town put in $250 and we did $500, that's $750.
Mm-hmm.
In 10 years, we have $7,500.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not enough that, you know, tips the scale either way.
Right.
I think you could either take it out of one and the other, or out of this budget, you could take the $750 and just move it from line item to line item, like we do the road crew. Mm-hmm.
Depending on how much money is used. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But,
yeah, so we would just take it off of the 5,500, or do we need to put an addition? Are you talking
about? Yeah, I guess I was thinking it was additional.
We want an additional amount?
Because it sounds like we're going over budget anyway.
However anybody wants, well, we're not over budget. We're just over the actual new cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, we probably would have to put in extra.
So if the towns went up to
5,750.
Yeah.
Just add it on to the number that's there. Yeah.
And then make the county be 10.5. Okay. And I think that's kind of a lot. Like, I had notes that kind of indicated that might have been the discussion last time, but I couldn't tell if that was an official decision.
And, I mean, if that ain't enough, I mean, play it, you know, for a year or two. And if, you know, if we're running short, then it needs to be addressed again.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be addressed in the budget process, but it's... If there's ends up that there's extra, it could be moved too. We could move it after.
Yeah.
And this will be addressed in 5 years, and at the end of 5 years, we'll have 3,500 in a fund that we didn't have. Over 3,500.
500 don't go very far anymore.
Goes farther than zero. Yes, it
does. Yeah, yeah. It's like I always told Lenore, which is that we had a bad day at the store.
Yeah.
More money than we had yesterday.
There you go. So that last paragraph in that section on page 4 kind of talks about that, you know, if there's a problem and there's not enough, we'll have to revisit it and talk about it for the future. But for now, that can be the plan. So, okay, any other discussion on that? Next is the fire protection, which was its own agreement, and I've already included in with this one. Simplify. So fire protection, that section one purpose, I was trying to explain how by statute the town of Hytham has a fire department, and then the county also has the Treasure County Rural Volunteer Fire Department, and we essentially are one, but from a legal standpoint it's two. Pretty much all the members are on the county's fire department, with the exception of Arlo is the last retired Hytham Fire Department member who receives kind of a pension through that. Anyways, I explained that in paragraph one, or section two, there's no separate entity created here. Just know that the Hytham Fire Department, again, which Arlo would be the last one, he receives his pension through the Firemen's Relief Association, and the County Volunteer Fire Department has a different pension under the state. So number three, wages to the Volunteer Fire Department, that is split between the town and county. The actual amount of the wage is agreed upon between the fire department in conjunction with the town and county. I don't know, has that changed at all? As far as, I don't think it's changed in a long time. Property and equipment, I tried to just explain that essentially any property in the fire departments that was bought or arranged through the town to obtain is the town's, and anything that's bought or arranged through the county, like if the county's insuring it, it's the county's. I know some things have been donated, and so just trying to decide who owns what. Most things are owned by the county. Five, those are certain statutes that apply. Number six, you're agreeing to indemnify and hold each other harmless. You're not going to sue each other over fire stuff for negligence and whatnot. We're working together. Number seven, this is when I needed just some clarification, or just to talk through it, because the old agreement was different, but there were different vehicles and whatnot then. So right now, I believe the only town vehicle used by the fire departments is the 1978 Chevy, like, structure vehicle. And the rest are either DNRC or county vehicles. And so rather than keeping a list on this agreement, because it kind of turned into this pain in the butt to keep track of, each side just keeps their own list. The county has to keep a list anyway for insurance. The town just has the one, since the old Dodge or whatever got I think is or will be sold. It used to be there was language in here indicating that for a town fire, the town fire equipment should be used first or have preference for that over county and vice versa. But since the county owns most vehicles and we work together, I guess I would rather take that language out and just say that the fire department will use the vehicles wherever needed throughout the county town, like there's no boundaries, as they deem appropriate given what's going on. You know, if there's a fire in town and in the county at one time, they're going to just have to make decisions based on where equipment is and what personnel are where as they see fit. Rather than saying, no, this is out here, you got to bring this back in, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
So, oh, it does.
That is happened.
I don't know.
The only thing that I would suggest is one structure rig stays in town. If you have a fire out in the county and whatever, that's fine, take it out. Mm-hmm. But you still have to maintain either the new one or the old 70, you know, the Chevy or whatever in town in case something happens here.
I'd still like to see you saw that old one, that 78
Chevy. I would too. You know, I've talked to, you know, some people and whatever. I have no problem selling that. You know, and why I don't have any problem selling it is you might get something out of it. You know, I can tell you right now, and this is just my personal feeling, is that thing is going to sit there like it, like them trucks sat in that other fire hall. It's not going to get exercised or nothing. Because right now, everybody's scared of that thing. Someone has told the fire department that if you use that and you hook it up wrong, you're going to collapse a pipe. Well, no one wants to do that, you know. So, I mean, it's a council decision. You know, it ain't just mine. I mean,
yeah.
You do have a damn good rig over there. I don't, you know, I haven't sat around and watched them run it or anything, but if something just gonna sit there to look at, it ain't worth it to me.
That's my feeling. That's what I told Bill at our last meeting. That looks to me like there's an opportunity to sell it and get some funds that you could, the fire department, utilize in a different way rather than have a truck that could just keep cleaning the fluids that are leaking out of it out of the building that Nicole cleans up after they move it out of the building. Mm-hmm. And that's the only time it really runs is when it's moved in and it's moved out, you know.
Yep.
And so it looks to me to be an opportunity while it's still somewhat viable. There's some places that HOAs, some other places, that might be just the thing for them. And I don't know that we have enough fire department personnel to fill all of our vehicles, to man all of those things. And if they have a choice, they're going to go to the newer one. Yep. So that's my feeling on it. And I love the deal where it's just fire equipment. And it doesn't matter who owns it, put the fire out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If it's in town or in the county or wherever, just put the fire out. And don't worry about who has the keys to the kingdom, because we don't want to fire anyone.
Well, and I don't know if I'm old enough to realize it. And I know I can remember back when they had a town of Hysham fire department.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if there's a fire, everybody, whether you're on the town fire department or you're in the county, everybody went.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, wherever the fire was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and there's some language in here about if this agreement dissolves or whatever, then you split the equipment up about who owns what. Well, in my personal feeling,
I think that's the legal thing. I have to say there's a plan, but reality is, if that ever happened, the town wouldn't have much.
No,
well, and if we get rid of our last rig, then it doesn't matter because we don't have anything. We just fight fire.
You have to have a fire department or something equivalent to it, and that's why we have this interlocal agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's over in the fire department, it belongs to the fire department, you know, whether it's town, county, or whatever.
You know? Titled that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The thing we have to be careful is the department is not its own entity. It is county or it's town. And so that's why we get this interlocal agreement between you two that governs the fire department.
Yeah.
So you still have to maintain town and county fire.
Correct.
Okay. I mean,
yes.
I didn't know you had that.
As long as the town has an agreement with the county, you're maintaining the fire department.
Yep, you're doing your...
Right.
By signing this document without needing to have your own staff, your own equipment, or anything, you just sign a piece of paper and the county takes care of it. And so it's to me, a really good thing for our community rather than...
It just wouldn't be feasible to have, nor practical to have two fire departments. So, realistically.
So that must be where the fire warden and fire marshal come in.
Chief and warden.
Chief and warden.
Fire marshal.
So one is town and one is county?
That's currently how it's, I believe, set up. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, we had an agreement to make it just one at one time. We agreed that last year.
The way that...
There's still controversy about that.
No, there's not.
Anyways, yeah, that can be, I guess, generally speaking, had up until whatever occurred the last year or years, it was warden, was county, chief, was town. Yeah, and then there's statutes that kind of govern what is what, too. Yep. But again, yeah. I personally think we just got to put out fires.
That's my
doesn't
job.
Matter what your name is.
Yeah. And you're right, in our community, when there's whatever it is, everybody just comes.
Yep.
They all just show up and help. And that's why I like that, where we don't have the separation. And again, I've said it at the last meeting, I'd love to see that vehicle sold and get something that, because there's a lot of fire equipment the department needs, that this could help. This could go towards that. That would be more functional than a truck that we pull out, clean out from under, put back in, and do it again.
And that would be totally up to the town.
And that's up to the council.
Yeah.
I have no skin in the game on that at all.
I just think it would help them if they didn't have to insure a truck that's...
Yeah.
In my lifetime, I've never seen it.
Me either. I've seen it used. I knew guys that knew how to run the pump.
I don't understand that.
Which is the thing that scares them, is the pump on it.
Yep.
They know how to run the new one. The new one?
Yeah. I'm talking about the 78.
They're identical trucks. The pumps and the systems are identical on those. The reason to keep a spare truck, and hopefully we never have to use either one of the trucks, and so taking it in and out is kind of a moot point, because if we ever did have to exercise it, we'd probably want to have a couple spare trucks, because honestly, you know, using a DNRC rig with only 450 gallons as opposed to those that's got 1,000 and 1,250 gallons, is probably better to have a structure rig, which you can actually pump pressure a lot better than the DNRC rigs. So the argument of, well, we just take it in and out, I take out all the other DNRC rigs too, I have all the other county rigs in and out. Hopefully, if we're being realistic with what we want our community to be, is we don't want to ever take that rig out and have to use it. Mm-hmm. Because it's probably going to be a bigger problem whether we have one rig or 10, the way that we have our community with all the stuff around everybody's properties, so close it is. If we use it in town, we've got a big problem. Mm-hmm. So I oppose selling the second rig is to act as a backup rig, and hopefully we never need either one of the rigs. Now, I agree with the idea of leaving a rig in town if we're taking a structure out of town, just in case. There should always be a rig in town that's capable of helping with some sort of community fire that we have in the town limits, whatever type of rig it turns out to be, but we need at least have something here. Selling off your equipment when you are, and then be dependent on one. We don't have just one DNRC brush rig. We don't have just one DNRC or one water tanker. We have multiples of all of those. So that's just my argument with that. If it's not costing us anything or a major, major amount, all three of the rigs, the crash rig that we call a crash rig, that's, and the two structure rigs are actually set up with the same equipment in them. They can all three go out if there is multiple fires, or if it's a big enough fire, we need all three of them. You might want to keep that available. But That's just my piece on it.
Do you ever take it out in training?
Well, I have taken it out in training, yes.
So I mean, you'll take like the new rig out, and then you'll take the 78 out, you know, on a different night or whatever?
I have, yes, we have.
Okay.
We have taken that out. I've actually practiced more with the old rig than we have with the new rig. And I had to take the new rig out onto the highway the other day because the red rig, crash rig, wouldn't run. It got me up to the stop sign. I had to get back and grab the other one. We had an accident up on the two trucks that rolled over into the center divider during that snowstorm. I ended up taking the new structure rig up there because I needed something that could be visible and had all the signage and everything else on it, which the DNRC rigs do not have the signage to block the interstate as protect the scene as we did. So being able to use them all the way we have it set up right now is good for us.
Okay. So, is it okay if I take the language out about how county equipment is preferred in the county and town equipment is preferred in the town and just
absolutely
using it all?
Yep.
I can say that, you know, if we have true structure vehicles, the preference is for one to stay in town. But I think ultimately, I don't want to make it black and white because I think the fire department will have to make the call based on the situation. But just a preference to leave one in town. If there are two. Section 8, building used by the fire department. So there are three buildings that the county owns that stores vehicles and equipment in. Fire hall on Elliott, the county shop, and the community center. And I know the county shop ambulance barn, that's kind of a work in progress, or there's been discussion. So I put that in there. Basically, the town or the county will allow the storage at no cost to the town, and the fire departments will decide where to park and store the vehicles and equipment with approval of the county. There's got to be some communication and deciding on that. I know there's been kind of some discussion over vehicles being out, but now that construction is done, it shouldn't be an issue, correct? There's a place inside for the equipment. For all vehicles. Okay, so that.
Hopefully, more space down the road.
Yeah.
But one correction on the buildings is Elliot has two T's.
Does it? Two L's and two T's?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've thought about it so much, I like can't remember now which way it is, because I think Buford is spelled goofy. But, okay. Anything else on that? The county is responsible for insuring the buildings. And the fire department can use the community center also on the kitchen side to do their meetings, provided there's no one else reserved it or whatever. 9, so the water supply. This is where there was a lot of discussion, and I'm not sure that my notes were adequate enough to guide me on it. The town retains ownership and free use of the bulk water station at the community center. And the town will continue to provide water to the community center, both the fireside and the kitchen side, at no charge to the county. The town will supply water for fighting any fire in the town or county at no cost. And then there's language about adjacent counties. That was taken from the last agreement. Essentially, it's okay if water goes out, but to help another county, but it shouldn't be using a whole bunch back and forth of town water for an adjacent county. Just to go out once is fine. So what do you guys remember on, and maybe things have already been put in place, so the fire hall building on Main Street, or on Elliott with two T's, if I say it enough, it'll ingrain in my brain.
The only reason I know that is we made the signs.
What was agreed on that?
We pay water on the one on Main Street.
We pay water, sewer, and it's year-round.
Yep.
Okay, I couldn't remember if it was just the summer or... Yeah. How about Fireman's Park?
It's all on one meter.
All with the other? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's year-round with that. The shop and the ambulance barn, we pay normal on that, too. Okay.
The discussion on all of that was the fact that there was, it was about the coin operated thing.
Yep. And putting in a separate meter in the fire hall.
Did that happen? Has that happened?
There's a meter in the fire hall.
And when we say fire hall, are we meaning the community center one? Okay.
But I mean, that's just there to see what usage there is.
And so really that probably doesn't.
I mean, I had the coin op running.
Yeah, I remember you did get it fixed.
Well, I mean, I can't tell you it works right now. I mean, it's one of them things. It's, I mean, I put 100 quarters through it and it worked fine, but you know, the 101 first quarter is not going to work. You know, it works.
So the town will continue to have that, and the town may put in a meter there to monitor water, but I don't know that I need to spell much out on that.
Kenny, how much does a card thing cost to put on there?
I don't know. Never really looked into the card thing.
I mean, everybody uses debit card for everything. So.
I know. It's getting to the point where these companies are charging for the use of your cards.
Oh, yeah. 3%.
3%. Mm-hmm. You know, and that, I mean, if we can make that work versus, I mean, just like the swimming pool. I mean,
well, I think it was discussed that there's not enough. It's not used enough to pay year round on a card.
Right. That's true.
Because you got to pay the monthly fee or whatever for the service.
I mean, realistically, maybe a couple $100 in quarters at best.
Probably. I mean, a new coin op machine isn't that much either. I mean, I'd rather stay that route if we could. Now you're getting complaints about the farmers don't have access to get in there. You know, it's been there for years, and I realize the equipment's getting bigger. But we can't accommodate the farmer just, you know.
We can't move the building.
No. So where do you put a coin op or whatever, you know?
At the base of the water tower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't know. There's always a complaint about something. Okay. You know, we have to do this.
Another solution.
Yeah. But no one wants to pay for that solution.
Exactly.
So section 10 just explains how there's kind of a program through the DNRC that the firefighters, if they want to fill out a whole bunch of paperwork, they can be paid privately from the DNRC to fight fire. And basically we're just saying that's them, the wages they earn on that are theirs. It's not applicable to the town or the county. We don't pay those. Payment of claims, just process as usual. There's a DNRC agreement that's with the county. So the county is responsible for the DNRC agreement. Workers' comp and supplemental fire insurance, I believe the plan was the town, so since pretty much all the firefighters are on, well, all except retired Arnold, are on the county's fire department, so the county is paying workers' comp on all of them. The town will reimburse the county the lesser of $750 per year or one half the cost, it all depends on how many members there are, to aid in covering the county's cost of that workers' comp. And the county can seek reimbursement just through the claims process from the town each year. And then there's also the supplemental firefighter insurance that'll be equally shared between the town and county. I can't remember how much that is, Marley, do you? But I,
it's like $1,200.
It's not that significant.
It's not that, yeah. Yeah, so I think it's like $700 a piece.
The only reason we have that is because at one point in time they were not covered by workers' comp. So we picked up this accident policy in order to cover them with something.
Mm. Do you think it's needed? I mean, it's clearly a nice thing.
Okay. Don't know that it's ever been used, so I can't tell you how it would pay, but that's why it's there.
Okay. Don't get rid of it.
Okay.
It's about time you get rid of it, something can happen.
Yeah.
Sure. somebody ever got hurt, we'd be very happy it's there.
You know, any time that you go out on fire, you come home, you're lucky, you know.
Yeah. Does that all sound okay?
Things can go south in a lot of ways.
Unless you're 750 or half, then with that insurance. There's 21 members on the fire department. The number 14, Firemen's Relief Association and the Volunteer Firefighter Compensation Act. Again, that's getting at the different retirement programs. The Firemen's Relief Association is for municipal fire departments, so that was when the town had the fire department. And the other, the Firemen's Compensation Act, is a pension plan through the state for volunteer fire departments that qualify, and we do. Most are under that. I don't know if anybody has been on it long enough. It started in like 2016 to retire on it yet, but it was.
So what? Explain number 14 to me, would you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing that Arlo's under?
Yes. So Arlo is the only one that gets the Firemen's Relief Association pension that Sean has. That there's one account for the town where that money is sitting, and Arlo's the only one remaining that gets money out of that. It's not even that much. And we're
going
to have to decide what to do with it.
Talking to Sean, I mean, she'd like to put it into a general fund labeled fireman's fund or whatever.
For after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way the county or the fire department have the option to draw out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm thinking that at our discretion, I mean, you just don't say, well, we need a new tool here, we need a new tool there.
Right.
I mean, it's got to be, you know, worthwhile.
I'll have to talk to Sean to find out exactly where that money came from that's in that pot and if there are strings attached to it. But that would make sense to me that once it's no longer needed.
It stays in the fire department in a roundabout way.
Yeah. And then when the fire department needs something, they can come request right. The town get it or put money towards it or something. I think that's a good
plan. I don't
know
how much is there.
Me neither.
And I don't think it's a whole lot because Arlo only gets, I'll bet Arlo don't even get $200 a year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't
think. You don't know why I'm saying that, but or thinking that, but.
Yeah. I think you're right. So, okay, moving on. Section 15's in there that just know the county and the town can do mill levies as needed to provide fire services or emergency services if needed. And then the whole Section 3 is attorney lingo that you can ask me any questions on, but I don't think I need to go through it. I did say that if there was a dispute over this, that jurisdiction and Benny would be in Treasure or Rosebud County, with the thought if we had too many conflicts in Treasure County, we could do it over in Rosebud County. So,
that's great.
Okay. We ran through it. Any other questions? I'll update it, and then I think I'll present it to you each at your own meeting. If everyone's good with it, we can sign at your next meeting. It won't become effective until July 1st, but we plan.
Okay, we're ahead.
We're ahead of the game.
Yay!
We have a new warden.
Travis was elected fire warden, and Bill was elected fire chief.
Okay. Somehow I got back to where you were.
No, I'm on the board as secretary. I'm still DES.
That's what I did. Yeah.
Cool. Guys.
Thanks for your work on this, Hannah.
No, she's got to be here for the
hearing.
You
have to
stay
for that, too. I didn't know if you were
going to be here. I was wondering, we have two TVs. We have one for the field.
Nope, I'm presenting to both TVs. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Sounds like a fine idea.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
I'll text you updates.
Thanks
for your work.
It was fun.
Oh, really? Yep, good. Yep, it's a blast. It's always a long weekend, but it's fun. It's fun. We're getting close to putting an outdoor basketball court in. Like, we've raised enough money, I think, so. Yep.
Do you want to adjourn?
I'll move that we adjourn.
I'll second.
Sorry, I'll second.
Okay. Yes.